here, your word and an open heart, dear Lord, to receive your word here today. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that, Father God. And I thank you, Father, for the anointing that you placed upon me to minister your word. And I'm resting in that anointing here today, Father, and we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Shout amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, I this is not my subject this morning, but I want to refer back to it. I've been ministering to you on don't faint, but fight, right?
Amen.
You know, we are not to be fainters. We are not to be quitters. We are not to be of those who lose heart and give up. Amen. And so, but I'm going to hook on to that, attach to that, but I have a different subject for you today. And my subject is simply this: the position of authority. The position of authority, praise God. The position of authority. And most likely we won't finish it, but I'll keep ministering on it until we do, even if we have a space in between. There's some things that I will probably minister to you because of the season that we're in, which is the Christmas season, and we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. But today we want to talk about the position of authority. And I want to read, turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter. That's the last chapter in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28. And in Matthew chapter 28, if you drop down, well, I tell you what, drop down to the 16th verse, Matthew 28, verse 16. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him. Amen. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. But now, take a look at verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, listen very close to this, don't let this slip. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. See that? Now, Jesus said this. Let me read it to you again. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, now they have on the screens, they have the King James Version, and I'll read it from the King James Version. It say, and Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power, which is authority, amen, is given unto me in heaven and in earth, or on the earth, amen. Praise God. All power, all authority, Jesus says, has been given to me in heaven and on the earth. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. All power has been given. Now you have to understand, this is the resurrected Christ talking here. All right? This is the resurrected Christ talking. And he is saying all power has been, and by the way, listen here. He was speaking to his disciples. He was speaking to men that he had called to build the church. When I say build a church, I'm not talking about a structure, but to build people. Amen. Amen. He had called them to build people. He had called them to preach the gospel. And we'll go back to this a little bit later on. But he had called them to preach the gospel and to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But he wanted them to go have, listen to me now, he wanted them to go having this knowledge. The knowledge that all authority, all power has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ in all heaven and on the earth. All heaven and on the earth. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, like I said, we were coming back to this, but I am going to go to verse 19, because after he made this statement, then Jesus said, go. You ever heard the term, they sent them packing? Sometimes it has a negative side to it, you know, if you're being kicked out. But you know, we've been sent packing, the positive side. Knowing who Jesus is and that all power and authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth. Now, that's pretty simple, isn't it? If all power and authority has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ, where does that leave the devil? Where does that leave Satan? Defeated. Amen. He's still running off the fumes that Adam left him. And we'll talk about that later on too. Amen. But I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, as a born-again believer, first of all, we have Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, living on the inside of us, right? And you hear me talk about it all the time, because I don't want you to ever forget it, that he is living on the inside of us. The all-powerful one is living on the inside of us. So he has placed us in a position of authority. We have been placed in a position of authority. But to some degree, the church has been deceived by the devil, or by quote unquote religion, into believing that we're weak. When we're not weak. We're not weak. Amen. We have been placed in a position of authority. Now, I want to establish something else first, and then we're going to move on. Turn to the book of Colossians. the first chapter of Colossians. Because before we can understand our authority, we need to understand what has happened to us. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Don't you love God's word?
Amen.
Now, write this down in your notes. I have been, not going to be, I have been delivered. I have been delivered. Delivered from what, Pastor? I'm going to tell you. But we're gonna get there, but it's going to take a few minutes. You got that written down? I have been delivered. Now, in Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul had written to the church here, the Colossian church, and he was greeting them here in chapter 1. Excuse me. And we won't read all of that. But go down to verse 9. Now, you have to understand that this letter is written to the Colossian church, but how many of you know that none of those people are alive right now on the earth, okay? Right? Right? Yeah. They're not alive right now. But you know what? This letter is also for us. Those of us that are here in Chiral right now, whether you live in Chiral or not, that's where you are right now. If you're here in the sanctuary, you're in Chiral. Now, if you're watching the live stream, I don't know where in the world you are, but wherever you are, this letter is for you too. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen? Listen, verse 9. He says, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it," in other words, he heard of their faith and their love for God. "Do not cease to pray for you and to ask that," now listen. Remember, we have been placed in a position of authority, right? Amen. And screen here, give me the New King James Version, please. The New King James, because that's where I'm reading from right here. Hallelujah. He says, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." And what was he praying about? "That you may be filled with the knowledge of his will." Stop right there just for a moment. That's the first thing he mentioned in his prayer. He said, "We've been praying for you that you would be filled with the knowledge of his will." Be filled with the knowledge of his will. And I hope you're hungry for that. Anybody hungry for that? Anybody hungry to know God better? Amen. He says, "I'm praying for you that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will." In Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, when they was talking to Jesus about praying, put that verse on the screen for me, Matthew 6:10. The disciples was talking to Jesus about prayer and teaching them to pray. Now, the Apostle Paul is talking about prayer, right? In Colossians chapter 1, he's talking about prayer. He said, we are praying for you that you be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Now, when the disciples was questioning Jesus concerning prayer, one of the things Jesus said that they need to pray about was that the kingdom of God would come, right? Amen. Thy kingdom come, or your kingdom come. And listen to what else he said. You know it, because some of you may know what we call the Lord's Prayer. You may know it by heart, and you can quote it. But this is what Jesus says, and this is real important, folks. Don't let this slip. He says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But let me tell you something. We cannot do the will of God. We cannot fulfill the will of God if we don't have a knowledge of the will of God. Now listen. That's close to the heart of God. Y'all hear me? That's close to the heart of God, that you and I be filled with the knowledge of God. Because when we are filled with the knowledge of God, then we know what God wants, we know what God expects of us, and we know what God can do and what God will do. And that help puts us in a position that we can go forth and do the will of God on this earth just like it's being done in heaven. Glory be to God. And there's not one person in this sanctuary that's accepted from that. You're all included. You're all included. God wants to use all of us to fulfill his will in this earth. See, Jesus made the statement now back over in Matthew 28. He said, all power or authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now go. In other words, he was conferring that power now, transferring that power, conferring it over on us. But now, if you're going to have power, you need to know something. There's nothing more dangerous. Say this again. There's nothing more dangerous than an ignorant person with power. Somebody gonna get hurt. I heard a preacher say one time, if you don't understand the purpose of a thing, you will abuse it. And we're seeing that happen today. You know, we're praying, Lord, you know, fill me with your power, fill me with your power. You know, Father, fill me with your power, but are you ready to take the power and use it for his glory? Or do you want to look good in the community or look good among your fellow ministers if you're a preacher? You know, look, man, you know, man, I'm anointed, y'all. Y'all got to see this. I'm anointed. Your boys, look at me now. I'm anointed. But wait a minute. They're not supposed to be looking at you. It's good to be anointed. And I'm here to tell you, I want to be more anointed. I hope you feel the same way. I want to be more anointed, but I want to be anointed for his glory. I don't want to stand before him one day and him tell me, you know, okay, yes, you did this and you did that, you did all that for me. Well, you did it. Now you have your reward. You left it back on the earth. No. I want to receive my heavenly reward one day. Don't you agree with me on that? If you agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
I want to receive my heavenly reward. Praise God. Praise God. But now, if you possess the power of God, you need to understand some things, or you're going to hurt somebody or get hurt yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's the, and I know sometimes folks get frustrated at God and Lord, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do the other. But one question we need to ask God that we don't ask too many times is, Lord, am I ready? Amen. Now, all of my children now, praise God, they're all grown, and they all have driver's license. At least the last I heard, they still had their driver's license. And praise God. And they have vehicles that they drive. Amen? And I think I have good drivers in my family. I do. I don't go with them everywhere they go, but I think I have good drivers in my family. But there was a time when I would not trust them with my automobile. Wasn't because I didn't love them. They weren't ready. And if I'd have turned them loose, they'd go out there and possibly kill somebody or possibly kill themselves because they wasn't ready for that kind of power. You follow what I'm saying? But sometimes we want God just to dump it on us. Lord, dump it on us, but we're not ready for it. And we'll take it and we will abuse it. No, what we need to do, first of all, is to become filled with the knowledge of God, understand what His will is so that we can perform His will while we're in the earth. Can I get another amen on that? Praise God. Now let's go back to Paul's prayer here. He says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will. And listen to what he says, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. In all wisdom, follow me on this, amen. In all wisdom, how many of you know knowledge is good? Knowledge is excellent. Matter of fact, we've just been talking about it. We need knowledge, right? But we also need to apply what? Godly wisdom to that knowledge. And that's what I was talking about with before my children were licensed to drive. I wouldn't give them my car. Well, first of all, because they wouldn't be licensed, they couldn't drive legally anyway. But even if they could, if they were doing crazy things with the car, I'm not going to let them have it, because that's not wisdom. That's not wisdom. So he prayed that they would be filled with the knowledge of God in all wisdom. The church needs wisdom. The church needs more wisdom. And listen to this, and spiritual understanding. Everybody say spiritual understanding.
Spiritual understanding.
Come on, say spiritual understanding.
Spiritual understanding.
Please hear me good. Spiritual understanding is different from natural understanding. We need to pray, Lord, we want spiritual understanding. In other words, Lord, help me to understand spiritual things. Because it's when I begin to understand spiritual things more, that's when I begin to mature. You hear? Amen. Too many times, folks are just, they're so focused on the natural, they can't get out of the natural. Sometimes even in the church house, you know, it becomes more natural than it is spiritual. Where is it? Galatians? It says, if there's a brother, and this would mean a sister also, is it be overtaken in a fault. Y'all know it. What is it? I think it's Ephesians 6, am I right? If a brother or sister be overtaken in a fault. Uh-oh, somebody know that. You sure it doesn't say now, just let the natural brothers or sisters, you know, just anybody, just try to help them, see if they can get them back on the right course. No. It didn't say. What is that? Galatians 6, what? 6:1? Galatians 6:1. Put Galatians 6:1 on the screen for me. Galatians 6:1. I'm trying to get you to understand something. Galatians 6:1. Glory be to God. But it says, let them that are spiritual. Okay, we have it up. It says, brethren, if a man, and that includes a woman as well, if a man is overtaken in any trespass or fault, the King James Version, I believe, say fault, you who are what? Spiritual. You who are spiritual. You who are spiritual, you understand spiritual things. You have a knowledge of God. You have some wisdom about yourself. I don't want just anybody trying to help me. I don't want just anybody laying hands on me, calling themselves going to pray for me, and they in worse shape than I am. If I got a problem, and I need some counsel, and I need some advice, guess what? I want somebody spiritual that understands spiritual things. There are natural things, and there are spiritual things. There are natural things that are good. But the spiritual goes into the deep. Sometimes, and not all the time, but sometimes if a spiritual person, you're sitting talking to them about a situation, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will reveal some things to them about your situation that nobody else knows, possibly but them and God. But the Spirit of God will reveal it to help them. You follow what I'm saying? But now it takes a spiritual person to be able to handle that. Can you imagine sitting talking to somebody and you're talking to them about some problems and everything, and you know they're giving you some advice, and all of a sudden you know they have a revelation from God about a certain situation. Whatever that only you knew about, you and the Lord, and they say, you know, the Lord just revealed to me this and that about you. You mean you did that? I can't believe you did that, or you said that. Guess what? You wouldn't go back to that person anymore. You wouldn't go back to that person anymore. Guess what? They're not spiritually mature. So let me. When I get up here before y'all, seems to me, I hope y'all feel the same way. I really hope you feel the same way. But it seems like time flies. You know, I'm not going to ask you if you feel the same way, but I'm going to assume that you do. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, give me my scripture back. I'm getting ready to read it again. Galatians 6, 1. Okay, now listen to this. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault or in trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one, what? In the what? Spirit of gentleness. And first of all, you consider yourself, lest you also be tempted. We got to understand the same thing that we are ministering to others about. We got to watch ourselves too, because you can fall in the same trap. Don't you ever think you so big and bad that you can never fall? Because if your attitude get out of adjustment, you can fall. And wonder, how did that happen? See, we gotta stay meek. We gotta stay gentle. Amen. Praise God. But it's important that we grow spiritually. Y'all still with me? All right, let's move on. Now I'm still teaching and ministering on the position of authority, but I wanted to lay this foundation. So let me go back to Colossians chapter 9. See, these things are important. Colossians chapter 1, excuse me, verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And he goes on to say that you may walk worthy of the Lord. And in other words, brothers and sisters, we need to walk in a manner that's going to honor the Lord. Now, see, we want the power of God operating in our lives. And we want to know our authority, but we've got to work with him. Amen. So he's praying that they would walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. And let me go ahead and read a little further. Listen to this, because I hadn't gotten. Remember, I told you to write in your notes, I've been delivered. Okay, well, we're still going there. Verse 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and longsuffering with joy. Verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Look at verse 13, will you? He has. Not going to. Grab it. You need to underline. If you write in your Bible, you need to underline it or highlight it on your tablet or whatever. Colossians 1:13. He has, past tense, delivered us, that's those of us who are born again, from the power of what? Darkness. From the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Glory to God. We have been delivered from the power of darkness. Don't you ever lose sight of that. You have been delivered from the power of darkness. Satan can't kick you around the way he wants to unless you allow it. Unless you allow it. That's the reason we got to be filled with knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual understanding, because it helps us know who we are. And listen, and we learn what our position is in Christ Jesus. We are to operate from a position of authority. If you have been delivered from the power of darkness, that means darkness has no more authority over you. No, the devil no longer have power over you. Guess what? You're free of him. Now, I didn't say he wouldn't come knocking at your door or whatever. You know, we have to deal with stuff like that until Jesus comes. Amen. But I want to read it to you again because I want you to get it. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption. Everybody say redemption. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now that's a good place to shout hallelujah. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. That's what it says right here in Colossians 1:14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. And since I have been delivered from the power of darkness, then the devil just can't run roughshod over my life any way he want to. Now let me say something. You know, we can't control other people. We can't control what other people will allow him to do, but we can control what he does to us. You hear me? We can control what he does to us because we have been delivered from the power of darkness. You know, every day you need to let yourself know you've been delivered from the power of darkness. If the temptation come your way, you need to remind yourself, I've been delivered from the power of darkness. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. If you have a bad dream, say, I've been delivered from the power of darkness. That has no power over me. You're still here. But let me tell you something. And I'm getting ready to wind this up because, like I told you, I'm not going to finish. But I got plenty more I want to share with you. But I want to close by using this illustration. Now, you can have policemen in their uniform, they have their badge on, they have their guns. And you can have 5-10 policemen in any given area. And then you have criminals. And those criminals are stealing and beating up one another, just doing all kind of bad stuff. But you got the police standing there and they're watching them. Now my question to you, now they're not stopping them, they're watching them, okay? Just letting them do whatever they want to do. But now my question to you is this. Because they are not doing anything, they're just standing there watching them, do that make them any less policemen. They're still policemen, right? They still have the badge. They still have the gun. They have the nightstick, whatever else they carry. They have all the equipment. They're still policemen. But they're just standing there watching. So it doesn't change the fact that they are policemen. They have the, listen to me, those policemen have the authority to enforce the law. They've been given the authority by the state or their town, city, whatever. Could be federal, you know. But they've been given the authority to enforce the law. They have the authority, but they're standing there watching. Well, guess what? You and I have been delivered from the power of darkness. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth has been given, all power, all authority has been given unto me. And then he told his disciples, and this applies to us as well, he said, go. Now, you know those disciples could have sat there until they got old and died and did nothing. Nothing would have happened. Aren't you glad they didn't do that? Amen. What am I saying as I close this out? God has given us the authority, but nothing's going to happen if we don't enforce it. Amen. Nothing's going to change. The devil's going to continue to beat you over your head, to steal from you. Jesus said he's a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, right? And he will continue to do that unless you begin to enforce your God-given authority. Because you and I have been delivered from the power of darkness. Amen. No wonder it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then it goes on to tell us to put on the suit of armor. All right? And remember I told you one other time, if you read that, you find that there's nothing for the back because you're not supposed to be running. You're supposed to be going forward. Amen. You're supposed to be going forward with your sword in your hand and your shield up, going forward. And Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, glory to God. But we've been fed a bill of goods that we just don't do anything, you know. Don't get the devil upset, because you ain't no telling what he might do. You know, he been on my back all last week. Like someone testified one time in one of the testimony services, it's been years ago, the devil been on my back all week. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Bless his holy name. Make you wonder which one they talking about. Brothers and sisters, you got to know who you are. Let me say that again. You got to know who you are. You got to understand your equipment that God has given you. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
This is so good. I got some more I want to share with you, but not today. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We know that your word will not return to you void.